We're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission public hearing to order Monday, January the 11th, 2016. Bob, could you establish a quorum, please?
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
And George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you at this time to the January 11th, 2016 Tannehill County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. As the chairman had indicated earlier, if you do wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet's been provided for each one of the cases. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Tuesday, January 19th, 2019 Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, first one up is Tim Davis, Law Office and Private Residence.
Okay, this is case number 2015-21. As you indicated, the project is Timothy Davis's Law Office and Private Home. The applicant is Timothy Davis. The property in question is located at 301 Friendly Hills Drive, and we'll zoom in here on the property in question. Oops. The subject property is located at 301 Friendly Hills Drive, Branson, Missouri, in the Branson Township. We've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property in question. The applicant is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit, allowing for approximately 1,600 square feet of his private home to be constructed to serve as a law office, which will consist of office space, a library, and file storage. The subject property is approximately 3.58 acres per the assessor's information and is described as Lot 5 of the Friendly Hills subdivision located at 301 Friendly Hills Drive. However, the applicant does also own, in total, the applicant owns all of Lots 4, 5, and 6 of the Friendly Hills subdivision. Per the assessor's information, the three lots contain approximately 8.78 acres. The property in question is currently vacant. The representative is now requesting the Planning Commission approval of the Division 3 permit application allowing for the construction of a building, which will serve as both a law office and also private home for Timothy Davis. Mr. Davis currently utilizes a space within the Commerce Bank building for meeting clients and holding depositions. The applicant does plan to continue to utilize the space within the Commerce Bank building but is also seeking a Division III permit in order to allow for the law office that would be operated out of the home as well. Again, the applicant has indicated that the law office will comprise approximately 1,600 square feet of the home, and the law office will consist of an office space, a library, and file storage. The current application was approved for concept on December 21st, 2015. And this is just a basement floor plan showing that approximately, again, 1,600 square feet of the private home would then serve as a law office. In review, the proposed law office and single-family residence will be accessed via a private drive off of Friendly Hills Drive per the provisions of Table J, on-site parking performance standards. A professional office requires one space for every 300 square feet. Therefore, the 1,600 square foot law office will require a total of six parking spaces. But there is quite a bit of space for parking. The property in question will be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system, which will be permitted via Scott Sterrett in on-site wastewater permitting in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. The on-site wastewater treatment system will be sized for a six-bedroom residence. The property in question will also be served with water via the Missouri American Water Company. The adjoining property immediately to the north is Friendly Hills Drive, with residential lots within the Friendly Hills subdivision being located further to the north. The adjoining property to the south is basically vacant lots within the Friendly Hills subdivision, with vacant property located within the corporate limits of the city of Branson. Further to the south, this is essentially the city limits here. The adjoining property immediately to the east is primarily vacant, and with State Highway 265 being located further to the east, and the adjoining property immediately to the west is also primarily lots, vacant lots within the Friendly Hills subdivision. Per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, buffering would not be required between this use and other existing commercial or industrial uses. The project received a score of negative 19 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 35. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, soil limitations, and wildlife habitat and fisheries. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-19, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards, which include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. Stormwater management if the structure and surrounding parking area will exceed the allowed impervious cover limitation indicated in Table H1 of the Development Guidance Code. C, a land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. And E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've got a pretty brief video of the property in question here. The actual residence, from my understanding, and you'll, I think you'll see it a little bit better, but it's essentially going to be down in this area. And we've just done a quick 360 here at the entrance. And essentially, the applicant has staked out the approximate location of the proposed law office and residence. That's it.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Cheryl Myers, do you want to speak about this? Come right on up.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Myers. I'm one of three trustees for the Friendly Hills Neighborhood Association. Tim will be my neighbor right directly to the south of my home. You could see my home on that video. From our conversations with Tim has said that he basically will just be doing a lot of he'll have an office there. A lot of files will be kept there, but he's mentioned to us that he will not be seeing clients on this property. My only concern is representing the Friendly Hills Neighborhood Association is our bylaws for the Neighborhood Association say you cannot run a business out of your property. I don't know if this would be considered running a business out of your property since he isn't going to necessarily be seeing clients there. So that would be my only concern. If it is considered running a business out of there, then we would need to change the bylaws of our Neighborhood Association by 2/3 of a vote. We do have a meeting next week of the Neighborhood Association, and we can certainly put that on the agenda to see if that's what they want to do. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Tim?
So Bob covered pretty well what I'm proposing, just having my own law office in the house I want to build. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Well, I've got a question.
Yeah.
Why can't we do a special use permit and that doesn't turn it open? If we open it with a Division 3, it's a full-blown commercial property, and then we lose a lot of control. If we allow you to do that as a law office and you conform to your bylaws that are there existing now and don't have any clients, it's not a big deal. But if you start having clients in there, that turns it into something else. I think we lose a lot of control if we go ahead and permit it. As a Division 3.
I've never understood the difference between how Taney County uses the special use permits and the Division 3. So
it's to you only. When you leave, the permit goes away.
Well, yeah, for me it doesn't make any difference because if I sell it, whoever takes it afterward isn't going to have a law.
Well, that's the only difference.
That's the only difference. But we have a little control.
That permit is specific to you.
Yeah. To me, I don't care as long as I get to use it for a law office.
Well, that's what it's for.
The only other concern I had, and it may not be a concern, I knew initially you had some concerns about the height requirements for a residence versus a business, and I didn't know if that would be a factor or not.
It depends on how the division, the special use permit, bears on that.
Let's see how that reads.
While he's looking that up, I have one question. Yeah, I know you're going to have to put in your own system there because it's not where you can hook to the sewer or anything. And that's been quarried rather heavily and everything. And I can't tell from just looking at the pictures on the topography of it or everything, but is there enough dirt there to have a sewer system?
No, I'm going to have to truck it in. I have to bring in 17 truckloads of dirt, assuming 12 yards of dirt per truckload, to create the field.
That's my only concern. It can be done. I know that. I see you're aware of it.
Yeah, it was expensive, but there was no other way around it.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to check, hook onto the City of Branson sewer first, and I went to them and asked, and they didn't want me to.
Yeah.
Well, if we give you the permit to do this, you still have to conform to the bylaws.
Right.
So we can't override your bylaws.
That's right.
So you'll have to get that taken care of.
Right. The bylaws say that the people in the neighborhood can approve having a professional office in the subdivision if they accept it.
That's on the bylaws.
Yeah, so the bylaws don't actually have to be rewritten. It can be addressed simply by people saying, yeah, you can have a professional office here.
I looked at the height requirements, and it's talking about for a single-family residential structure, it's 35 feet as measured from the base plane to the mean roof height, so mm-hmm. It's the average roof height. That's the only thing I wasn't certain of is if that was going to end up. Normally, if we looked at it as a special use permit, we could really look at it as basically a home business. But I didn't know if we looked at it as a residence if that height requirement was going to be.
Right. Most of the structure is not higher than that. But as I mentioned before, I needed a long and narrow structure because of the steep topography. And so I thought if I make it look like an old church, then people, you can't really recognize that it's a long and narrow structure, or at least it looks better. And so I wanted to put a bell tower on the church, and that would be more than 35 feet in height.
Well, those things we can make variances in, I think.
Yeah, that could be a variance.
If
you go over 35 feet, it would have to go to the Court of Adjustments, and they'd have to grant a variance.
Yeah, and that's kind of how we the height requirement for a single-family residence is the 35 feet, and then if it's a structure other than the single-family residence, then it's 70 feet. And so I think that was kind of that was one of the considerations.
I just hate to lose the control.
But, yeah, I had wondered the same thing.
Everybody else can think what they
want. Well, your bylaws and the homeowners association took care of that.
Well, not necessarily.
Why not?
Because they can go to court and change that. Being a lawyer, that would be easy enough for him to keep tied up for years.
Well, he could change the. But you have to have over 50% or two thirds. So, why have your bylaws if anybody can go in there and break them?
Well, it wouldn't be a court case to us, but it could be a court case to someone else between those two.
By the way, I did ask the neighbors ahead of time. Said, I want to put a law office in my house, and no one objected to it. I cleared that.
Wouldn't be much trouble.
Yeah, ahead of time.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for Tim?
I have one question on this situation. Ma'am, you said that you were having a meeting soon.
20th.
We're having one on the 19th.
That's the day after.
Yeah.
It'll be next Tuesday.
Well, I don't fit exactly. Okay.
But still, one does not have anything to do with it.
That's right. The really Homeowners could Association have. Could love it, and the P&Z Commission could vote against, or vice versa.
I mean, if they were adamant. My thought was if they were having a meeting before this time, they could go to their meeting. Timothy could go to their meeting, and they could probably, more than likely, this situation could be resolved without ever being a situation in front of us. But I don't know. That was my thought process. But it won't work because it's the day after.
Okay, anybody else got any questions for Tim? Nope.
I guess I've got a minor question. If you're not seeing clients and not actually doing business, why do you need the permit?
Well,
you're not actually running the business there.
Well, I think I would be running the business there, but you meet people in town, though. If I'm taking depositions or seeing clients, I use office space in the Commerce Bank building. But the work, a lot of my work is actually done, would be actually done there.
Okay.
So whether
your
that's
homework
running,
would be done there, and you go out and meet the people tomorrow.
So whether,
do you have an objection to changing it to a special use permit?
No, I don't.
I just wanted to hear that from you.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? George, you're sitting there thinking.
I can hear it.
Wow. No, you okay?
Yeah.
And also,
I tend to agree with Rick, though. I think a special use permit would be a good thing.
Yeah,
better.
I think so,
I
too.
I'm not inclined to go put commercial operations in that kind of stuff, baby.
Okay. Anybody else? Now's the time to give your opinion. Special use.
I think that way is the way we need to look at it, Bob.
Okay.
I mean, since there's no objection, it may be easier for the neighborhood to look at that as saying, hey, this man goes away, his word is good, but his deal is gone.
Bob, do I need to somehow formally say, or can we change the application like in process from a...
I don't think there's an issue with changing it. No. Yeah, I really don't. And we've had others that
when it's
that
read on
been,
the final vote, it will indicate that it is a special use permit.
Next Monday will. Yeah. It'll be
that's there. Fine.
Okay, if anybody ain't got any more questions for Tim, let's move on.
Okay.
We'll see you next Monday, Tim. Or Tuesday?
No,
Monday. Yeah. Okay, now Casey Club, Affordable Mobile Home Park.
Okay, this is case number 2015-26. The project is the Acacia Club Affordable Mobile Home Park. The applicant is JMS Properties, LLC. And the representative is Timothy Davis. The property in question is located in the 2100 block to 2300 block of Acacia Club Road. And we'll zoom in on the property in question here. Oops, and I apologize, this is an error. We've got a view of the property from the north, south, east, and west. The request, the applicant is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing the development of the Acacia Club Affordable Mobile Home Park. The submitted site plan indicates an 87-unit mobile home park, an associated green space, and additional parking area. The property in question is a meets and bounds described, approximately 10-acre tract of land. The applicant is requesting approval of the proposed Acacia Club Affordable Mobile Home Park. The background on this, on April 20th, 2015, The Planning Commission denied the preliminary plat of Acacia Club Estates, which was a proposed 34-lot single-family residential subdivision. The Commission based its decision to disapprove the preliminary plat upon compatibility and safety concerns. The Commission expressed specific compatibility concerns regarding the proposed density of Acacia Club Estates in relationship to adjoining properties. The proposed density of Acacia Club Estates was in excess of the density of neighboring subdivisions. The Commission also found that the layout of the preliminary plat of Acacia Club Estates would not properly protect the safety of the future landowners within the subdivision and also the community at large. The Commission expressed, at that time, the Commission expressed specific reservations regarding the placement of 15 driveways, which were to access Acacia Club Road. And basically, each lot was going to have its own private driveway. On May 28th, 2015, upon review of the Acacia Club Estates Minor Subdivision, the planning department staff determined that the proposed plat was not in compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code and the subdivision regulations. The planning administrator sent sent email correspondence to Wolf Surveying requesting that five items be amended in order to ensure compliance with the regulations. Really, the key one was there's a portion of the subdivision regulations that talk about lot size compatibility, and we felt that these lot sizes were not compatible with adjoining lots. On June 30th, 2015, upon review of an amended plat of Acacia Club Estates Minor Subdivision, the planning department staff determined that the proposed plat was in compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code and the subdivision regulations. However, the planning administrator enumerated the required improvements that would be required prior to the approval of the plat in question. None of the enumerated improvements were completed, and therefore the plat was not signed. On November 4th, 2015, Division 1 Permit 2015-180 was issued, authorizing the placement of a 16-by-80 mobile home to be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system. And I did want to denote only tracts of land 3 acres or less in size require a septic permit per the state regulations. That's the basically the state's cutoff. The septic system has never been installed, and the certificate of conformance has not been issued by the planning department, allowing for the occupancy of the mobile home. The current application was approved for concept on December 21st, 2015. The proposed Acacia Club Affordable Mobile Home Park, again, will be located on approximately 10 acres. Per the submitted site plan, this mobile home park is proposing to provide up to 87 spaces for mobile homes with a density of over 8.7 mobile homes per acre. In review, the Development Guidance Code defines a mobile home park as a tract of land used to accommodate 3 or more mobile homes that remains under a single ownership. The units within the park are referred to as spaces. As stated above, they're proposing this mobile home park on a total of 10 acres. Per the submitted site plan, the mobile home park is proposed to provide up to 87 spaces for mobile homes with a density of 8.7 mobile homes per acre. However, per the provisions of Appendix L, Mobile Homes of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum density of a mobile home park shall not exceed 8 homes per acre. Once the additional 0.21 acres, or the additional 5 feet of right-of-way, is dedicated along Acacia Club Road in Wisconsin, the total property area would be reduced to approximately 9.79 acres. Therefore, the maximum density of the mobile home park would actually be 78 units. The staff recommends that the application be approved, that a condition be placed upon the decision of record, allowing no more than a total of 78 spaces. The staff has requested that the surveyor indicate upon the site plan the area of the additional parking versus the area of the green space. Per the provisions of Appendix L, basically Section 2.4, a combined storage parking area of at least 200 square feet for each mobile home shall be provided for the storage of boats, campers, etc. Such storage parking areas are subject to the screening requirements of Appendix J. The front setback requirement off of Acacia Club Road is 25 feet. However, upon the dedication of 5 additional feet, the mobile homes would just sit 20 feet from that front property line, according to the site plan. And so these spaces would need to be pushed back an additional 5 feet. During the concept hearing, the Planning Commission indicated a number of concerns to the representative regarding the site plan's noncompliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. The staff has also advised the surveyor directly of these issues via email, and at this time we have we haven't received a revised site plan. Basically, per the provisions of Table J1, two parking spaces are required per home unit, with one additional space for every two home units as guest spaces, and the site plan does comply with these minimum parking requirements. The area in question is currently served by the Taney County Regional Sewer District. The Taney County Regional Sewer District will require the applicant to obtain a capacity analysis via the sewer district's engineering firm at the applicant's cost. The area in question is also served by public water supply via the Missouri American Water Company. The Acacia Club Affordable Mobile Home Park, however, will be much more densely developed than any of the neighboring single-family residential subdivisions. The adjoining property to the, basically to the north, east, and west, is Riverside Estates, a single-family residential subdivision. The adjoining property to the south is primarily vacant. The project received a total score of negative 37 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 61. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, waste disposal commitment, use compatibility, pedestrian circulation, development buffering, residential buffering and screening, residential privacy, traffic, and lot coverage. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit, this Division 3 permit, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading for all disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking and utilities. And F, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planning materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential property. Second, the Acacia Club Mobile Home Park shall accommodate no more than a maximum of 78 mobile homes. Third, compliance letters from the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the Missouri American Water Company, the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. 4 or 5 feet of additional right-of-way shall be dedicated to Taney County upon both the Acacia Club Road and Wisconsin Road as indicated upon the submitted site plan. 5, prior to the issuance of any Division 1 permits for mobile home placement, the applicable private roadway serving the mobile home park in question shall either be constructed in compliance with the Taney County Road and Bridge Standards, or the applicant shall post an appropriate surety for 110% of the costs of construction in compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. 6, a new curb shall be installed by the applicant along the southeastern portion of Acacia Club Road. The construction of this new curbed area and also the 15... And scratch that. That's actually... I apologize for the last one. Division 1 permits will be required for all applicable structures, both mobile homes and applicable accessory structures in the development. Number 8, prior to the issuance of Division 1 permits, the applicant shall ensure that the applicable sewer and water connections are in place. 9, all outside storage shall be limited to the designated storage and parking area. Travel trailers, campers, boats, and similar vehicles shall not be allowed on any mobile home space, but shall be stored in the designated storage and parking area. The parking and storage areas shall be screened on all sides via an opaque fence. 10, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a couple of brief videos. And this is the property in question. And we've done a pretty quick 360 here at the intersection of Acacia Club in Wisconsin. And then we just did a very brief drive-by of the property. Okay.
Are we good? Okay, everybody, excuse me, everybody's signed up. We're going to listen to you all first, and then we'll listen to Tim. First one is John. Am I even reading that close?
Yeah, you're John Seiler.
Seiler?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to really just want to make sure that the infrastructure was being addressed, and it sounds like it has been with the traffic on Acacia Club Road. It's somewhat become a thoroughfare through from the School of the Ozarks to 165, and I think that's adding another 80 homes there is going to create even more traffic, obviously. Obviously, I'm against it. I own the house across it on Wisconsin, and it's going to, you know, do nothing but, you know, hurt the home values that are existing there. I understand there's a need for affordable housing in the area, but 80-something homes is an awful lot for a 10-acre lot. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm sure other people have things to say.
Okay. Thanks, John. Brian Stafford.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys listening to our concerns. I am on the board of the Association for Riverside Estates. If you look back to the records from April the 20th, nothing really has changed. Actually, it's gotten worse. I mean, if you add 80 homes there, it basically shows that there's going to be definitely more stormwater, rain runoffs, sewage capacity as well. We already have residents that complain that the water sewage neighbors have already reported that there's water issues with that. Some neighbors report pressure problems towards the bottom of the top of the hill, so another 80 mobile homes will definitely strain the supply even more. Then underneath our current covenant as well, it would definitely not be up to our covenant values for the property sizes, and also it would definitely bring down the value of our homes in that area too. Right here, if this is any indication, I mean, you saw an earlier picture of what the mobile home looks like right now that is there. Is that what really affordable mobile homes are going to look like in the area? I'm concerned about that. We've moved here for about a year and a couple months now. We wanted to move out there because it was a very beautiful place. I know Branson has got definitely a lot of things that they try to bring in from other parts of the country. We're part of Taney County. Do we actually want that type of development in our area? And I would say no, based off of everyone that I've spoke to. The property zoning, how is the property current zoned? If the mobile home is owned and operated by one person or a company, then this would be a commercial enterprise. And that would definitely be a commercial enterprise that would be definitely be put in that area. The other concerns we have is definitely the safety issues. And as you can see, nothing really changed along the safety traffic issues. Definitely the driveways from the 17 or 15 that was previously on the applicant back in April has definitely been decreased, but you still have all that traffic that's going to be there. There's blind spots there. We've got kids that walk to the school buses. We have bicycles in the area, runners in the area. So definitely that's still a concern of ours, just like it was last time. Retention. Some neighbors report issues, as I said earlier, about the water issues. We had just had a flooding there. And I want to thank you all. You all really helped our residents at the bottom of our hill during the flooding. And we saw the presence of Taney County out there, the Sheriff's Department as well. And we appreciate that. And I would just think that the runoff would actually add more flooding issues to our area that already has issues there previously. And I'd say the last thing definitely that I wanted to drive home to is just the consistencies of the existing homes in the areas. That's going to hurt our home values. It is going to hurt the presence of Taney County as well. I mean, we have a beautiful area that we live in, and I call it home, and I know our residents do too. And I've heard from residents that if we bring in things like this for our area, it's going to definitely make us want to leave Taney County. And I think that's something that you all do not want. We do not want either. And we definitely want to make sure that we are heard, and we appreciate the fact that you all give us the opportunity to do this. Thank you. And the last thing as well, we would have had more people here this evening. We actually got letters in the mail on January the 4th, so that only took us a few days to be able to get people together to spread the word that this was going to be coming up. We have a lot of concerned residents out here, and I know we could fight this, and we will definitely do whatever it takes, and we appreciate you guys' understanding of what the issues are. And you guys are very smart men, and I'll leave it at that. So thank you very much.
Here's your picture if you want it.
Okay.
Does it look anything like this one?
It does, yes.
can I see that letter? I'll get it back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he said it was something else. Okay. Cool. Now, Frank Gehry.
My name is Frank Gehry. I live directly across the street from where this particular establishment would be built. We are also concerned about a business moving into the area, and every mobile home court that I've been associated with has been a business, and we are a private area and would like to keep it that way because that's why we moved in there. We like it. The traffic has been addressed. We addressed it last time, and you put a counter up. We would like to have you do that again if we're going to look at putting this many families in the area. The roads are being hurt pretty bad now with just what's there, so adding that much would definitely put more stress on the roads and on the system that we have there. Last time it was turned down on the 33 units, houses that were going to be built there because of compliance, and this definitely is a step down from the last proposal that was there, so hopefully compliance will be an issue again. We've talked about sewer before having problems, talked about water having problems, and that still hasn't changed. If you notice where this comes out at the top of the hill, the road that was proposed in the diagram that was sent out that we got a hold of, that road also comes out right directly at the key blind spot up there coming down Acacia Club Road. That's a disaster to turn out right there. And we have some people here that bought a house and lived up there, and they actually put a turnaround right inside their own property so that they don't have to back out onto Acacia right there. There's only seven of us all the way down through Acacia there that actually face Acacia and have to address Acacia directly. And of the seven, three of us have our own turnarounds so that we don't have to back out onto Acacia. And the other four are located down the hill towards the bottom. So they have about a two-block look before they have to get onto Acacia. So the traffic that comes over that hill really moves when it comes over the hill. And I know it's 35. Some people might be dyslexic and see 53, but that's about what we see coming down that hill every once in a while. So our concern is no less than what it was last time on safety. It's a big consideration for our kids and stuff. This type of traffic will also put a lot more kids in the area, so we are definitely concerned about that. And I do have a question about the letter that you sent out, ma'am. Is that 5 working days that we have to get something in to have addressed, or is it 5 calendar days?
Well, we go by calendar days, but we're not here on the weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I got my letter on Wednesday. So, you know, even 5 working days, that would have been the day I had to put it in, and I worked that day, so we couldn't have, you know, addressed it that way. We appreciate the letter. That definitely gets our attention if we miss something else, but if there'd be any way to get it out just a touch sooner so we'd have time to get around to the neighborhood, we'd appreciate it. But thanks for your time and your consideration on this matter.
This might be a time to remind anybody. Of course, I don't. Let me think about that. We'll go on. Van Trump. What's your first name, sir?
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah, you put that one, I guess that picture is a pretty good one. I live in Lot 11 right here. I think the drawing, what they're showing is that main entrance is going to be somewhere here. In that area, Mike, and I'm going to make this short and sweet. I did it with most everybody else's agreements, but you're looking at 80 homes, approximately anywhere from 80 to 160 cars in and out of that place per day, out of that one driveway or the Wisconsin driveway. It was deemed unsafe back in April. Most of the things that you guys all discussed back in April, like Brian said, nothing has changed. We have the same concerns. And I just ask you to help kind of protect our property values. Thanks.
Thank you. Steve Dickey.
Yeah, thank you. I live on Acacia Club Road also. A little further up, Acacia Club in Milton, which was a previous trailer park, had 10 trailers in it, and I lived right across the street. And a big issue there was what started out as nice, kept-up trailers quickly degraded and into the people who originally lived there leaving, and it just turned into almost a criminal enterprise. Sheriff's department there every night. It was not uncommon to see hypodermic needles in the street. Domestic violence, you know, children not being taken care of properly, and it was a mess. It's gone now. I'm very grateful, but I think, and part of what happened was as the people who needed that opportunity for low income left because of the crime and the, you know, violence in the mobile home park, then that just left way for a couple things. The owner of that park then was using government grants and allowing parolees in there with government assistance, and then also it became a big place for sex offenders to move in after getting out of prison also. And it's a neighborhood full of families and children, and it doesn't fit the neighborhood, you know. And I think it's a big concern, especially with 80, that although it may start out right with the good intentions, it quickly degrade into the good people leaving and being left with, you know, the same kind of problems we already had, and, you know, having the police almost on an everyday, daily basis there, and serving warrants and domestic violence. It was ongoing all the time. And so that would be my big concern. for the neighborhood and, you know, again, for, you know, the safety of everybody living there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. David Neal.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm David Neal. Just moved into the area in September of this past year. Thoroughly enjoy it. But I was looking at the covenants of Riverside Estates, and it states that no mobile homes will be constructed within or be allowed on Riverside Estates. I've got it right here. And has to be 1,100 feet and so much setback, and I don't believe that the requirements that they're looking at, 87 mobile homes, is going to go with the covenants that that's already been established. It would be a change of the covenants and also too much density and not enough square footage for the homes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Is this in Riverside Estates?
No.
Okay, Tim.
When we met last time, you gave me a homework list. And so I'm going to go over the list, and I came back with mixed results on it. You might not pass me. But I'll go over the points as you brought them up to me. First was, there was concern there was no green space. So I went to Steve Creed and said the commission would like to see, if they're going to, would even consider approving this, they want to see green space. Or at least playground or some facilities for kids. And Steve said that he had plans to put in a basketball hoop and play areas in the designated green space, the three tracks of green space. That was his response on that. In terms of, so the second matter was the stormwater management plan. As a number of the speakers voiced concern about stormwater runoff. I'm not questioning the validity of that concern. And so I asked Steve about a stormwater management plan, and he said that he hasn't created one yet, but his understanding was that if the P&Z Commission approved the plan, that there would be stipulations attached to it, one of which would be that a stormwater plan would be mandatory. And he said he would, if he was approved for the subdivision, he would create a stormwater management plan at that point. In coordination with Bob. Second was there a central trash facility? Steve said he plans to locate the central trash in the extra parking area. So there, he does plan to have a central trash facility in the extra parking area. Fourth was the question and that was brought up about would additional easements be required along Acacia Club Road and Wisconsin Road? And the answer is yes, additional easements are required. Based on that, it reduces the amount of usable space, making the amount of usable space less than what's shown on the plat. That's correct. The plat would need to be redrawn to take into account the additional easements. The next point is the overhead electric. I asked Steve about relocating the overhead electric, which would need to be done if the proposal here was built out in full. The overhead electric would need to be relocated. Steve said his intent was, as he builds out toward the electric lines, to have them relocated when it was necessary, as the build out continues. The second, there was a question of density, and are there too many units proposed? I strongly urged Steve to rethink the density of what he's proposing to do here. I think if it was there were a significantly reduced number of units proposed, then the P&Z Commission would be much more sympathetic to the proposal. And again, I think the reduction of density would be a good idea. Then there's the final question of compatibility with the neighborhood. The photograph of the trailer, I admit, was not beautiful. I really don't have anything to say on that point.
Is that the type of mobile home they want to put in there?
Oh, I hope not, but I don't know.
Poke you in the eye.
Anyway.
You never did say what he talked about being density. Is he going to lower the density?
Well, I told him to come back with a counter. He didn't give me a counter. But
so he doesn't want to lower the density?
He doesn't want to, no. But I thought the lowering the density was a good idea.
It's more than that. It's a necessity.
You know, most of your playgrounds and mobile home parks are centrally located where the children that's going to use them don't have to cross the streets. That's the old eye. But your green space is all on the boundary under the power line. So that just doesn't make sense. If you're going to provide a playground, you want to provide a safe place for them to play.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Tim? Was you done talking there, Tim?
Yeah, I did what I could in trying to get a proposal that I thought you'd... you would...
For that preliminary plat there, that upper road turning out, as the public had reiterated, that's in an area that would not be compliant as far as site distance to put that road out, so they're going to have to rethink that maybe. Yeah, that one right there.
Yep.
Possibly look at a different area to bring that road onto Acacia Club. I mean, I like the through road concept on that as far as because this can require school buses and other type vehicles to enter and exit. But that particular spot right there, we looked at lots on a previous plat, and there was one or two there that just wasn't going to work. So.
I don't know where it's coming from, but let's try to be quiet back here while Tim's talking, please.
So anyway, I can anticipate your response. And it would be nice. It's a nice piece of property and might be well. It's probably and it's well suited to residential, but obviously with lower density and...
it'd just be compatible to the same lot sizes that's around it.
Yeah.
Some kind of type of home. I don't think these people would have that much of an objection to it.
Right. I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's pretty crowded.
I do want to point out, in my own defense, I didn't submit that application. You'll see it's hand-drawn by someone else. And I didn't even know about it until after it got submitted.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for Tim?
Okay.
Okay, Tim, thank you. Dollar General Store, 16542. We got a representative right here.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jacob Stauffer. I'm from West Plains. I'm the developer in the project.
You want to just give him a minute?
We got
that's what I wondered.
You can take them on up.
This is great. Usually if I have a big turnout, it's me, and that's never a good thing. This is great.
Well, I'm surprised because the ones that have come before us in this area have been
fairly
knowledgeable.
Hey, folks, can you take that outside, please?
They're on our way.
Thank you. George is getting excited. Thank you. Okay, we got, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Are you with him or against this? Or?
I'm not for it, no, sir.
Well, we'll listen to you first, then.
Do you want me to go ahead and get the...
Sirs?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Certainly.
He's got to do his
little... Sorry. Sorry about that.
We're getting out of the game here.
Yeah. This is case number 2015-27. The project is the Dollar General Store number 16542. The applicant or current property owner is NCY Properties LLC. The representative is RSBR Investments LLC, and representing them is Rodney Parrott. This is proposed to be located in the 900 block of State Highway 86, and we'll zoom in here on the property in question. It was recently subdivided. It had been one lot.
It's in the Oliver Township, Section 18, Township 21, Range 21. And, of course, we've got the same north, south, east, and west of this property. The representative is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the construction of an approximately 9,100-square-foot metal building, which would serve as a new location for the Dollar General store. The background and site history on this, on December 23rd, 2015, the Taney County planning staff approved Minor Subdivision 2015-22, which created a two-lot minor subdivision, basically named the minor subdivision of NCY properties. Tract 1 is approximately 3 acres in size, and Tract 2 is approximately 2 acres in size. The subject property is Tract 1, and again, it contains approximately 3 acres. The property does contain an existing commercial entrance off of State Highway 86, and that commercial entrance currently serves both an existing commercial building and also a residence as well. The representative is now requesting the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit application, basically allowing for this 9,100-square-foot building, which would serve as the home for this new Dollar General store. The representative has indicated that the building will be a pre-engineered metal building with a block front facade. The current application was approved for concept on December 21st of last year. In review, the submitted site plan for the Dollar General store will be served by a shared commercial driveway. The existing commercial driveway currently serves the existing commercial building located upon Track 2, located at 920 State Highway 86. For a number of years, the existing building located upon Track 2 was utilized as both a dental office, and then there's also an adjoining private residence there as well. The existing driveway will be is shown as being located within a cross-access easement. The submitted site plan indicates that the proposed Dollar General store would be served by a total of 30 parking spaces, including two van-accessible handicap spots. Per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, basically it requires one space for every 400 square feet within a discount store. Therefore, the proposed parking area would exceed the minimum parking requirements of the Development Guidance Code. The property in question will be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system or septic system, which will be permitted by the on-site wastewater permitting in conjunction with the State Department of Health and Senior Services. The project engineer has verbally indicated that the impervious surface limitations of Table H1 will not be exceeded on the 3-acre lot. A stormwater management plan will not be required so long as the project engineer is able to demonstrate in writing that the total impervious surface limitations of Table H1 will be complied with. The representative has indicated that the Dollar General store will employ 5 to 6 employees. Per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, buffering would not be required between this use and other existing commercial or industrial uses. The adjoining property immediately to the north are primarily vacant lots within the Ozarks Paradise Village subdivision. The adjoining property immediately to the south is State Highway 86, with the Oakmont Hills subdivision, or Branson Cedars, being located further to the south. The adjoining property immediately to the east is the former dental office and residence. And the adjoining property to the west, immediately to the west, is commercial storage. The project received a total score of -4 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 39. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this Division 3 permit, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, stormwater management, or a demonstration that the impervious surface limitations of Table H1 will be complied with. See a land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. And E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Third, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fourth, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, prior to the issuance of Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. And sixth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days from the approval shall expire. And we've got a pretty brief video of the property here. And just shot the video essentially from the existing commercial business. This would be the lot where the Dollar General store is proposed. We've done a quick 360. This is the Branson Cedars development over on the other side, and the existing commercial drive, and basically the dental office is up the hill up there.
Okay, now, Jason, you can come up.
Thank you. Sirs, I would like to respectfully express my concern for this development. If you look on the map, my property is on Entry Road, right behind the existing dental office. And I can speak for myself and the property just across the road from me. We're both incredibly concerned about what this will do to our property value. And I'm certain that with a little more notification, I could have easily had all of the properties on Ozark Road as well here concerned about what this will do to the value of our property. We live out there because it's quiet, there's wildlife, there's woods. It's a beautiful setting out in the county. And that's how we would really like it to stay. I have two teenage kids. I'm very concerned what the Dollar General is going to bring as far as people to that area. I'm concerned about if the business is not successful, then there's going to be a vacant building that's close to my property as well. You know, I'm concerned about the nightlife in the parking lot. I have a whole list of concerns. The property to the left of it, where those storage buildings are, there's also a residence back there. There's a residence immediately to what I'm going to say directly due north of where that is. It doesn't fit our neighborhood. It doesn't. If you could see the pictures, and you can't directly across the road, but what's built there at Branson Cedars fits in with what Johnny Morris does and what Big Cedar does. It's beautiful. They landscape everything. It has the log cabin look to it. It fits in with that area. All of our homes are built that way. You know, a big tin building with a yellow bright Dollar General sign on it is going to do nothing except ruin my property value. So I appreciate the opportunity to be heard, and thanks for that consideration.
Okay. Thank you. Jacob?
Thank you. Again, Jake Stauffer. I'm out of West Plains. Our company's based out of West Plains. We're currently the largest Dollar General developer in the United States. We do over 100 of these a year out of our office in West Plains. This is actually, I can say, I've done been involved in over 600 of them. This is probably one of the least obtrusive Dollar Generals we will ever build. We're on a three-acre lot. And moreover, I've got some plan handouts here. If you look in the second page, which is an elevation, if you look at the existing grade on the property, we're actually having to cut into the hill quite a ways. The grade, the elevation rises to the rear of our property. We're cutting out that building retaining wall back there. So behind our property, our building essentially won't even be visible. I mean, not the trees notwithstanding. I mean, you have trees, but the grade itself will essentially buffer us from the neighborhood to the rear. And like I said, we're on a three-acre lot. Typically, I mean, I put these on as little as 0.75 acres, and they fit just fine on that size of lot. So you've got four times that size here. We've been through, dealt with Bob on the subdivision process. With respect to traffic, there's an existing drive there, and rather than create a new access point, we've agreed to use the existing access point. MoDOT has permitted that. We've been working with Teresa Nixon at MoDOT from the local district, and she's fine with that. We'll be served by a drip system, a drip septic system. So we're already planning for an advanced system, so that will go through your county processes, and that shouldn't be a problem. Water well was, frankly, a surprise. DNR is requiring us to go down 900 to 1,000 feet for our water well in this area down to the Rubidoux. That's a record for me. But we'll be able to make that work. I guess the existing aquifer is probably got enough people using it, so we're going down to the aquifer below that aquifer, so we won't be putting any pressure on the people using the existing aquifer. Detention, again, we're on a three-acre lot. We're going to pave or have roofing over approximately 23% of that lot. If in the review process we end up needing to do stormwater, we retained a drainage easement or a stormwater management easement over on the second lot, so we have ample space to do any sort of detention, retention that we need to do. Again, we've got 3 acres to work with, so I don't anticipate having any problem handling our runoff. Excuse me. Let's see. Land disturbance won't be a problem. Again, traffic, we generate roughly 200 trips per day in traffic. It's not a high-volume store. Does about $1.5 million a year in sales, so it's not going to be a very large traffic impact, as evidenced by the fact that MoDOT was happy to permit us on the existing drive. With respect to the building going out, Dollar General is willing to has signed a lease up to 45 years in length on this property, and they're guaranteed to be open and operating for at least the first 15 years of that time period. So it's a long-term commitment on their part. It's a large dollar commitment on our part. It's roughly $1 million investment in Taney County. And like I said, we're happy to be here. It won't be our first project in your county. So I'm happy to answer any questions you guys might have.
Where's your truck going to load and unload?
So basically, the truck will come in and pull straight and then back to here, which will be the loading dock. There's roughly two deliveries per week, one dry and one wet delivery per week.
What would be your normal hours of operation as far as business hours?
There are two different sets. One is either 8 to 9 or one is 8 to 10, and the lights go off when it shuts down. So it wouldn't be open. It's not an all-night store. It'll close down no later than 10 o'clock.
Approximately how far into the back of your store, your development area, your footprint to the back of the lot line?
So it looks to me like, well, it's on the side here. Yeah, it's 10 feet.
10 foot.
Yeah, it's 10 feet, and again, there's a privacy fence that we're going to install along the back line as well. In addition.
About what will the grade be from the top of the privacy fence down to the parking lot level?
We're going to have a retaining wall. Back to the back of the building there, there will be a retaining wall there, so it'll be obviously a very steep grade with a fence on top. So.
On top of that, that's what I'm saying. So is the fence going to be like the retaining wall plus the fence height?
Yes, sir.
To the parking lot?
Yes, sir.
And according to the map here, it goes from 131.16 to 132.0, so it would be, what,
4 feet?
4 feet.
And I think it may be a tick more than that.
In places it would be a little bigger.
Plus the fence, though.
Yes, sir. It would be an 8 foot.
Plus the fence.
8 foot privacy fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to get at. So we are talking about a pretty tall privacy fence to the level of it. Probably from, you couldn't be able to see it from the behind the building.
You know, I think the building is 17 feet high, if I'm going off memory, so it's going to be. It just stick out a little bit.
You don't have your finished floor on here.
No, I don't have my grading plan in front of me. I think I don't know if we've sent that to you.
It might be about a 13, 18.
If you'd like, I can look it up. I've got it on my laptop. The project, it'll be built by, it was designed by Torgerson, who I think did Big Cedar. They do a lot of our work out of Ozark, and then it'll be built by Springfield Builders out of Springfield. So we feel relatively local to the area, which is not something I get to say for all the projects we do, but this one's close to home.
I thought you were supposed to build one of these because they knew.
They are.
They are.
They're working on it.
Yeah. What do you see the completion date on this one?
So, assuming we get approval from you guys, we'll break ground. We'll close on the 21st of this month and break ground that day. We'll be done probably about the 19th of May and open for business roughly at the end of May.
The rest of the property being left undisturbed?
So we have leased the entire 3-acre parcel of ours. We're just going to disturb our footprint for the building here. We've leased the entire 3 acres, so nothing else can be done with the balance. That left the 2-acre balance of the other lot of the subdivision, and that we're not doing anything with that. We're not buying
it.
No, we're not even closing on that. We're just buying the 3 acres. So the dentist, Dr. Naum, he'll still own that, and I don't know what he'll do with that. But with under your regs, you can't, in this area, you couldn't have less than, what is it?
Yeah, two acres.
2 acres is the smallest lot, so he's pretty well hung where he is.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
I do.
Did you sign the paper?
I didn't. I wasn't aware. I was a little late. I'm just concerned about the traffic. I'm the property manager for Branson Cedars. I represent about 7 owners in there. We do nightly rentals. And Highway 86, it is so dangerous. And that's my big concern. I'm 200 cars additionally to Big Cedar and Branson Cedar and Lum Creek and so on and so forth. I mean, we see cars weekly flipped over. Just, you know, it's a really big concern. And families come there to get away. And, I mean, this just doesn't fit the market for what's going on out there.
Okay. I'll let you speak for Will. Stop there. Anybody else on the committee?
I didn't go over here to speak, but if I got permission, I would speak a couple words.
Go ahead, Chairman.
Well, I guess I need to talk to this gentleman. I own lot 1, 2, and 3, which is directly behind.
Wait a minute. We're not talking to each other here. You're talking to us.
You're talking to us.
Well, you can talk to us.
You can talk to us.
Yeah. Talk to us. If you want to.
Address the board, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I just need information. When you don't know anything, you need information, and that's my main concern. I guess I would say I'm not sure I know this gentleman, but I think I know where he lives. And if he's concerned, and lot 12 or 13 at the road, I guess I ought to be concerned a little. Earning or owning lot 1, 2, and 3 behind. That's all I'm saying. I don't. going up to ask a legitimate question of a first grader, much less you steal a cat's ear. So.
I happen to know better than that.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it. We'll see you next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, it'll be Tuesday this month.
Are we meeting Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's all right with you.
Well, we're meeting January the 19th. I know that.
Is there public discussion on that meeting, or is it you guys just vote?
No, so there's no discussion at that meeting. Unless we ask for more information.
Yeah, we may ask.
Maybe from you.
Yeah, not from the public. Okay, has anybody else got anything they want to, on the commission, talk about here tonight? Do we want to discuss anything?
I'd inform the commission. The staff's been pretty busy, once again, assessing flood damage. And so that'll be kind of an ongoing thing for at least a little while. We have to assess each one of these properties that was flood damaged and determine if the damages are 50% or more of the market value. We have a floodplain management ordinance, and that's basically what gives the citizens the ability to have flood insurance, FEMA flood insurance.
Up speed on that.
Yeah. so that
practice.
That's been the big thing lately. But
how many more got affected down there?
We visited 52. So well, more than that now.
Where's
the
lady that eat us?
Most of them.
Y Highway.
Lakeshore.
And 176.
Lakeshore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lakeshore.
Does anybody want to discuss anything that we talked about tonight on any of these items?
Well, I think Tim, on his house with the office in it, I guess I should have had a division. Or a special use permit when I did my surveying out of my house. I didn't entertain any clients, but I did drawings and telephone calls and did my books.
That's what I did.
That's what he does. So it sounds like that's what he's going to do. So.
I even see a client if they say they want a horse barn. I'm going to come out and I'll tell you a horse barn.
And if they,
you've done that.
Well, clients in his house.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like you said, the special use permit, I think would be a better fit there because if you turn a commercial,
he's commercial from now on.
Control
down
there.
Yeah. Because you will, really.
You'll have to put a gun in my head to get me to put a commercial development in residential
The only thing I like about special use is it's just to him.
Yeah. And if it comes in a different use, then we can say no. If it's another lawyer that moves there when he does whatever he wants to do and it's okay with that neighborhood, you know, that's fine with me. But when it turns into something and we're selling timeshares out of that house because of those timeshare area, it goes through. Then it's not
well,
what you need.
He also said it was okay in the bylaws if he ran a professional business out of his house.
But it's not.
Well, that's what he said. Yeah.
But she said it wasn't. That would be a lawsuit between the two of them.
Oh, I realize that. I realize that. But still.
Yeah, the client said that, and I was like, no.
That's not what she just said, anyway.
Guys, hey, this ain't a pre-op, so let's stick to what we're talking about. If you want to talk about some of these things here, let's address everybody.
Well, I'd like to talk about the one on the trailer park. I don't see how that it can be much of a deal, really, because we cannot knowingly approve anything when there's violations in there. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Well,
I can't believe we're...
He's not willing to make any changes or adaptations.
Yep.
Just move on.
Yeah, I can't believe we're doing this.
Well, I know it, but that's...
I can't believe if we came back with that type of a project after the one that
Oh, I can.
Okay, this is kind of a...
Well, just like before you get in the shower, you stick your big toe in.
I just can't believe it.
I like the trailer.
Yeah. That was a...
That's a poor example.
The only thing that worries me is this is all part of a plan.
Yeah, obviously.
Don't care.
Setting the stage, but I will.
Well,
I wonder if those people haven't got together.
The first time he come through here, if he'd change things that we wanted him to change, he wouldn't be back here now, probably.
Well, the thing about it is, we're going to treat this project like any other project, and we're going to vote on it, and we're going to try to do what's right for the people of Taney County. That's on there.
That's right.
What entity is responsible for condemning that thing that's sitting over there as a health hazard?
It's a long, muddy road.
Yeah.